Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, good morning, good evening, friends. I'm your friendly announcer. I have serious news to pass those who love their brother and their sisters. My name is Dr. Haleem Mustafa. I'm here with what we have as our weekly, well, actually we have 3 days now, where the Modern Day Achievers has a Life Success Radio that's sponsored by our sponsor, Reality Books, publisher of the American classic, Booker T. Washington, and the Black Revolution. Now, we want to say that this is a serious topic, as always it will be. So let's get serious and have a real conversation. That's the theme of what we have as a regular base. So the topic tonight will be Truth Must Be Told and Retold Again and Again Until We Get It. Truth Must Be Told and Retold Again and Again and Again Till We Get It. Now, before I begin, I'd like to open in prayer. And so I'm saying it in Arabic and in English. Please bear with me and pray with me, if you will. Or at least give me a vibration of good thoughts, and we'll receive them. And we'll hopefully, God willing, we'll be success together. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. In English, it says, we seek refuge with God from the accursed devil, Satan. With the name of God, most gracious, most merciful, praise be to God, cherisher and sustainer of the worlds, most gracious, most merciful, master of the day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, thy aid do we seek. Show us a straight way, the way on those who thou hast bestowed thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath, and who go not astray. Today is Tuesday, September 26, 2017, and I am your host and moderator, and Haleem, the Dream Builder, Doctor of Self-Esteem, Master Inspirational Success Teacher, world's greatest inspirational success teacher since Napoleon Hill, author of the American classic book, Think and Grow Rich. We are honored to be given these 3 days now. We had two earlier, and a third was extended to us. So now we have a program comes every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 6 o'clock Central Time, and at 4 o'clock Pacific Time. So please keep that in mind. Every day we'll have a jolt of electricity for you to wake you up and get you busy and get us busy and get our people free. So Life Success Radio, the compliments that have been provided by our sponsor, who is a great grandson of the Honorable Booker T. Washington, founder of Tuskegee Institute. And so I just want to just give a special shout out for their consideration as to what we're doing is very important. And so it's very important to get people who believe in you as you follow what you have as a plan that God put in your heart and your brain. So the Modern Day Achievers plans to be a leading voice in the student leadership movement to re-empower, I'm going to say re-empower African Americans to finish our job for freedom, justice, and equality. That's saying that the job is not finished. We had an effort, but now it's not finished. We got to make sure it's finished once and for all. I am your host and founder and visionary guiding this MDA Starship Enterprise. I want to say that as your captain on this modern day achiever starship called Success, permit me to give you a little background on me. For 10 years, beginning in March 1983, where I was born, well, I wasn't born, but I was residing in East Palo Alto, California, where I was hired as a local police officer on a police force that was newly established. And I worked there for 10 years up until like 92, from 83 to 92, December, and I resigned to do God's work as I thought I was following my heart. My goal at the time was to write a book, which I did, entitled The VIP Victory for Vision, Intuition, and Persistence Victory. And my other goal was to become a success teacher, which I am, and I wrote a curriculum to that effect called Milestones of America. And Milestones is an acronym that stood for Miracles, Inspire, Love, Energy, Sincerity, Tenacity, Oneness, Nirvana, Empathy, and Spirituality. Let me slow that up a little bit. So Milestones of America, I wrote a curriculum that was designed to help young people through the self-discovery opposed to drug and alcohol recovery. So self-discovery was the idea of cognitive thinking, behavior modification, so they can identify themselves over the negative worldly publicity and other subtle ways of taking them out of their true self. Milestones were designed to give them a chance to identify their spirit and move forward with their common sense and energy for doing for self. So again, Milestones stood for Miracles, Inspire, Love, Energy, Sincerity, Tenacity, Oneness, Nirvana, Empathy, and Spirituality. And then my third goal was to write a Hollywood movie. And at that point, I was thinking about the idea of how do we counteract the negative films of blacks in the 60s, in the late 60s and the 70s. Where they had a lot of black image exploitation movies, including Superfly, Shaft, John Shaft, I'm Gonna Get You Sucker, Buck and the Preacher Man, and a whole lot of other entertainment-based movies. But you know, the one that I really liked that didn't go forward was A Spook Who Sat by the Door, and that was a really good movie in terms of saying some things that how people in the neighborhood started doing some things to try to get the drugs out of the neighborhood and the people who were bringing the drugs in, who at that point was the CIA. And that's just, it was not a factual movie, but if you look at history, there's been a history of the CIA bringing in drugs in the community, and that certainly was in L.A. at one point during the Iran-Contra arms scandal. And it gave birth to Freeway Rick and the episodes that led to, the cocaine being distributed in the ghettos and the ghettos becoming so engulfed with the drugs that there started gang wars and stuff. But that's another story. We can overcome that. I know we can. So little did I know that God would maneuver me and my life to make it the perfect circumstances. Now, the thing is that you know, one time you may be on a what you might say a positive climb to success, and you take a slip and fall, and you think it's over. But in my case, it was just like God giving me a timeout. And that brings me to a thought I want to say to you here, is that I now know why the caged bird sings. And the caged bird sings, and from my point of view, number one, for happiness, because God put the bird on a timeout so the bird can think about some things and make some decisions and get back to responsibility. At least that was from my perspective, that I needed that timeout. Because I never took a vacation out of all the years working for the community. And there's a thing called burnout, if you're not familiar with it. It definitely is it's a reality. So, and I went, you know, and I would say I was homeless, but, you know, actually, I think I just ran away from my responsibility. I became a bum on the streets. And so what better way to see real life than from a bum's perspective? You can see people from, you know, from low on the ground where you're laying at, and you can watch them how they look at you. And you could watch them how they act towards you. And even if, you know, you were a person of high financial status, whatever, you would see the real people as they came in and out of your life. So that was one benefit for me to be homeless. But I was a bum on the streets, and I'm not embarrassed to say it. But you know what? I became a better man being a bum and coming out of it with God's help than if I never was a bum and never got God's help. So if I had a choice to do it again, I would do it all over again. I would. Yes, I would. And I want to say, too, in the same regards, we got to take a new look at the invisible man and why he wore shades. Now, from my perspective, I'm saying that the invisible man wore shades, at least in my case, because I hate looking in the sad faces of black people. When I look at black people today in 2017, September, I find a lot of sadness in black people's face. There's not a lot of smiling in the black community any longer. At one point, we had a lot of smiles and we had a lot of love for each other. Now it's just mean mugging. So from my perspective, when I wear my shades, I choose to be the invisible man, because I don't want to look in the sad faces of my people. It's really sad when you see a father can't take care of his responsibility, a mother can't take care of hers, a son and daughter can't take care of the things that would allow them to function with their peers without being embarrassed. Those are some of the things that we have to eliminate in our communities if we really, really care. There's a third thing I want to say. There's a guy by the name of Dr. Carter G. Woodson, who wrote a book called The Miseducation of the Negro. Now, in that book, I suggest you read it. He diagnosed something very, very crucial that I find for black people, and it's really relevant today. He says that if the Negro did not have a back door to go through, he or she would make one. Now, that's really profound, because what it's saying, basically, is that black people are so sorry that we drag our feet and we hold our head down, afraid to look people in the eyes and afraid to be, you know, the blessings that God has made us to be to our families and our community. Somehow we have to change those diagnostic assessments from Dr. Carter G. Woodson, but also we got to change those diagnoses from all those different organizations that are headed by people who don't really have our best interests at heart. And even though we want them to have our interests at heart, we find that they don't have the capacity to really love us like we love them. And let me just go back to my paper here that I was reading from. I was writing notes here on. So little did I know that God would maneuver me, and he renewed me to a point where today I understand that black Americans are more than victims of a proxy war initiated by white supremacy. And this is a very unspoken war, as proxy wars are. But this proxy war, it deals with a different kind of formula. Instead of bullets, they use mind games to put us in a trance and keep us, you know, not even realizing that we're being toyed with. And I guess I kind of see that as like, this is a movie I saw one time called, what was it called? It's called the Avatars, okay? And so in the Avatar movie, we find that we had people wanting to be something else than what they were. So they were like, Wanabi. There was a tribe called Wanabi. And that to me says, I want to be. A Wanabi is a wannabe. And right now we find our people, black people, want to be somebody else instead of who we are. We want to be somebody else. And that's a big problem. You talk about your children, your family, see you being not want to be gorgeous and beautiful black with your natural skin. If you want to bleach your skin, you want to straighten your hair, you want to talk like you are, like you're really ethnically somebody different instead of being yourself with have a little swagger about yourself. Not wrong with a little swagger. Now, if something's wrong with it, do you think that white people are trying to be like us? Because that's what's happening. White people want to be like black people now, and black people want to be like white people now. Not everybody, but that's really what's going on. So people have kind of flipping the script. I don't know what's causing it, but I do know what's causing it. It's the TVs. It's the movies. It's all these things that are vicariously we're living through in the attempt to be happy than what we think happiness is based on seeing other people that are not from our culture look like they're having fun, but all they're doing is playing the acting role. But they're not real people. See, if you want to be like, you know, experience real people, go to the hood, go to the neighborhood and walk down the street, you know, see some people, say hi to some grandmothers and some, you know, children. You'll find there's a lot of love in those towns. But if you don't take time to go by and to, you know, encourage people from your presence, there will never be any progress. And that's the thing. It's called black flight. Some of you might be familiar with the black flight. There may be white flight now away from black people. It was like black flight was like where black people were leaving the ghettos to assimilate into white communities to prove that they, like, you know, had some class and style and some money to spend to act like they were white. And then you had white flight from black people, where that when black people start moving into neighborhoods, the white flight began by selling out the houses and moving into another neighborhood. And that just kept on going and escalating to a point that you had like a lot of the urban cities become vacant, like Detroit as an example, and others, I'm sure, L.A. as well, and others, New York, I'm sure, there were spots where that the rate of white people abandoning the cities in which they resided. The black people left there holding nothing but their water cups or their tin cups looking for handouts. So if we're going to avoid that kind of thing in the future, we definitely got to start doing some proactive planning and some implementation. Now, I'm going to suggest to you this, that we need to figure out a way to create some career pathways for our young people. Now, I'm going to say this, that I do have answers, but I can't do them without you, at least, I guess, not being afraid to talk to people like me who are out here working as volunteers to help society. And when you see people like me and others you might know that have a reputation for doing a lot of work in the community volunteer, you should have enough heart to say, let me see what I can do for you personally or organizationally, because, you know, at some point you got to take two. That is your responsibility as well. Now, I might feel like it's God's mission to me, but you have to understand that God got a mission for you as well. And you can't avoid the fact that it's your children or your great grandchildren, or the others in your family, lying way on down in toward the future, at some point will be needing someone to extend to them a helping hand. And so one of the helping hands that we hope to get is that we are moving to the idea of establishing a Booker T. Washington Modern Day Achiever Business Economic Development Science Centers of America. See, we know that business is a core thing that's missing in our urban communities. That's why gentrification can take place so easily, because there's no economic platform in which to grow the industrial local people to be, what you might say, robust in their business operations, where that they are being competitive with anybody else who's in business. Right now, we have no competitive spirit. And so, like Dr. Booker T. Washington and others in that era, they were like, you know, working very diligently and, you know, recovering from what was like the aftermath of slavery. But it seems like now a lot of our people have reverted back to slavery and handouts, asking people for handouts and not doing no work, asking for more welfare, and knowing that welfare puts you in a situation where the government is in your pocket all the time, or at least in your bedroom, figuring out who's in his bedroom sleeping in his house. Is it a man in the house here? If it is, then you're going to go to jail, or you're going to pay, you'll lose your benefits, right? We understand how that thing happened with our dear President Bill Clinton and his slick hairstyle. I didn't say it's his slick attitude, but I said his hairstyle, right? So right now, I think we need a SOS. 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 Save our souls. SOS. Save our salvation. SOS. Save our students. SOS. Save our seniors. SOS. Save our scientists. SOS. Save our saviors. SOS. Save our soulmates. SOS. Save ourselves. SOS. You got the message? So this is an SOS call for those who understand. We have to do something for ourselves, and it's going to take everyone to lend a hand. So if you have, you know, a mind for helping support, you should contact me, Haleem the Dream Builder, Doctor of Self-Esteem. And I'm going to give you some numbers, so get your pen ready. And here's number one. Is my mobile number. I have two mobile numbers I'm going to provide you, and an email address. So here goes first number. Both are in the area code 650. So the number would be 650 area code 921-5131. I repeat, 650-921-5131. And the next number will be the same area code, different sequence of numbers, and those numbers begin with 6300063. I repeat, area code 650. Number sequence is 6300063. And one more time to ensure you got the number. So that number is 650-630-0063. And I'll give you the email address. And it's Dr. D-R, no period, Sam, common spelling, S-A-M, and then Well, W-E-L-L. So that's Dr. Sam Well at gmail.com. And I guess we might want to say, too, that as we are growing, we want to definitely know that we'll be having these Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday radio blogs here with the live Life Success Radio, and we're going to be having speakers who I'll be interviewing, and so I want you to stay tuned, because I will be, you know, having conversation and letting them share what is the different things that they actually know that they've done, and that they need to be, there's things that need to be done, and so we can start to plan a plan of action and be proactive. Now, I'm going to share with you something that I put together here that's addressing how do we stop the violence of black-on-black crime. Okay, black-on-black crime. I think that's a real, real big problem right now in our communities, and we got to figure out what to do. And if we don't figure it out, you might as well say we're through, because these young people, they don't have no fear of anything. And right now, they are killing each other at alarming rates, and we're not doing anything about it but complaining to the government, bring more police in. Now, I'm coming to you as a former cop, retired in very good standing, and I know the police is a very necessary service, and I understand the dynamics of what it is to be a good police officer, but there comes a level of service that eventually has to be homegrown in the local communities. Let me give you an example here. In Woodside, California, they have no outside people coming in and selling drugs in the neighborhood. And the reason why, I was told, that the mafia or people who had underworld connections would break your leg for coming in their community and selling drugs. But in our case, we break a leg so you can come in and sell a drug. We break a leg and say, hey, come sell a dope. Come on, sell a dope. So we're actually right now, we're the biggest dopes in this side of heaven, because we are not only using dope, we're selling dope to the future generation, our young babies, getting them used to the idea of have no hope, use the dope. Have no hope, use the dope. That sounds like a record. I think it is somewhere. Have no hope, use the dope. If it's not, that's what we're doing by not stopping it. Right? Now, I'm saying to you that it's a sad thing when you see your great-grandchildren and your family being destroyed by drugs and alcohol and other things that destroy the conscious thinking of young people. So we have to figure out how to stop that. But let me give you some numbers right now for you. Okay, so for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, this phone number for call-in that you call for Life Success Radio, you dial 646-668-8063, and you dial again, the same number, 646-668-8063, and that's for our Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday Life Success Radio program. Starts at 6 p.m., actually 7 p.m. on Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And also, we have on Saturday the Modern Day Achievers, Z Generation, has a Saturday 1 p.m. conference call on the Eastern Standard Time. It's 1 p.m. It's 12 noon at Central Standard Time, and it's 10 a.m. on the Pacific Standard Time. And you dial this number. The number is 641-715-0700. I repeat, 641-715-0700. And you put a PIN number in, and the PIN number is 294-536 pound. I repeat that number, 294-536 pound. That's the PIN number, and it's a 1 hour call, and you get a chance to hear the young people that we have participating in what is a leadership development. Now, before I go to some details there, I have one other number I want to provide you. And this number is for our Saturday, 9 p.m. Pacific, East Coast time, Eastern Standard Time, 9 p.m. Booker T. Washington Speaks is a show that comes on, and our sponsor, as I mentioned, the great-grandson of Dr. Booker T. Washington, he is the host of that particular show coming up on Saturdays, every Saturday at 9 p.m. through 11. And I co-host with him, and I find it a very extraordinary experience of a lot of the conversations that take place. So I really want to invite you there to come and listen, participate, if you will. Don't be embarrassed. It's a lot of serious things being discussed. And I think it's time for us to start being a real family again, showing each other that we don't mind having discussions without arguing, like who got the last piece of bread, and we know that together we can actually you know start to produce our own bread and start building our own economy and stuff up and start de-gentrifying our neighborhoods so we can live in peace in our communities. So please, those numbers are very important. But I want to go further now. And one of the things that we're looking to do is that this is a campaign that we're starting. It's a campaign that's called Peace on Our Streets, a campaign to end violence. Right? So the Modern Day Achievers is pushing this campaign through. And we are hoping that people will join us, especially in Chicago, especially in New York and Los Angeles and any strong, big metropolitan where black people are shooting each other like it's the new fad for hunting. So this is something that is this live universe power group. So Modern Day Achievers is organizing a live universe power group. And we're generating a purpose to transform business, economic development, and wealth building, social entrepreneurship in inner city urban neighborhoods. Because that's the problem, is that the jobs are gone and nobody's looking at bringing the jobs in or career pathways. We're just worried about getting the next fix, a next drink, a next party, a next TV commercial, a next X-rated movie, a next soap opera in the middle of the day, and the next to a point that we'll have nothing else in our communities but just empty space. All the houses will be gone, all the people that we knew will be gone, and we'll be living like on an island in some third world country. So if you don't get off your butt and start doing something, we're going to get in trouble. So you have to respect God, and you must look in the mirror. Because when you respect God and you look in the mirror, you see that you are an excellent child. And then now you can help us by helping establish crime-free zones. Now, we want to end crime and suffering in our neighborhoods. Now, when you see a crime, the word crime, I see crying. I see the word cry, and I see the word me. So crime-free zones. We want to have the crime-free zones be a cry-me-free zone. That means that me cry no more. We cry no more. We're making progress, so we don't have to cry no more. And see, crime will become, in our communities, a dead issue because we don't have we're not tricked any longer by the white supremacy trick and games, which, you know, makes everything that we do look exciting because they write about it in the news, so it must be something good. That's why we keep doing it. So we got to stop making news and doing some stupid stuff. Why don't you make the news for helping clean the neighborhood up? How about making the news by going and helping the senior citizen paint their house? You know, do some social responsibility thing and stop hanging out with your pants off your butt and always want to dance and shake your groove thing to a point where that, you know, people look at you and say, look at these people, how they be acting like these animals, sick animals. That's what they feel about us. So I like to dance. I got some cool. I got some steps, and I bet I probably dance a lot of you out there, right? But it's the right time, right place, and definitely it's never a time for X-rated. In the public, with the ones you love, you say that for some private time. And that's the problem. We just gotten so entertainment driven. I think we got to stop watching those different Hollywood flicks that bring those girls in who are like call girls, but they don't say they're call girls, but they definitely are call girls because they look like the call girls that I'm familiar with, you know, not that I went to any, but, you know, I know call girls when I see call girls because police officer, I know how these girls get out there and trick the trickers, right? So no trick or treat, not like that. You don't have time for that. Put that away, you know. Dignify yourself. Help yourself. Find a career pathway for yourself, right? So in this idea, I'm going to go further with the cry me free zones. end crime and suffering in our neighborhoods. And we said, we got to take charge, believers. We have to take charge as believers, right? And we call ourselves modern day achievers. And we got to help us win by ending genocide in the black community by any means necessary. And that is not something that's negative. So we got to help us folks win by ending genocide in the black community by any means necessary. Now let me say to you, the genocide is not just always outside that's happening. The genocide is a black on black crime that's happening at such an alarming rate. The police officers just sit back on the outside with the undertakers and say, okay, fine, wait till, you know, we get the call and we'll send you undertakers in because there'll be another dead black, and that's okay with us. That's not with me, but that's what they're thinking. Because if they really cared, they'd be out there walking the streets, honestly. You know, because as a police officer, beat officer, one of the things you do in your neighborhoods, you go and make friends with the people before crimes happen. So they'll know how to depend on you, and they'll know that you're a real person and not just a fly-by-night, hardcore, what you might say, NIG hater. NIG hater. Because a lot of people, police officers, have an attitude that black people are animals, and they treat us like animals. Even if, you know, you've been in the business like I was, and they stopped me for they said speeding, but I know I wasn't speeding in my neighborhood, and then I got out the car to talk to the officer, and he said, treated me like I was like a criminal. And so I had to call a sergeant on him at some point and straighten him out. But you know what? It's just the attitude of these people come in our neighborhoods with the idea of being these superheroes fighting black bandits and Mexican bandits and very few Chinese bandits in the neighborhoods where I'm familiar with. Chinese people have a different closed society, so if they have anything going on, you best be assured you got to be inside to get inside their camps. But with us, you know, I'm not advocating being criminal, but I mean, black people are so, what you might say, so loose with the bad behavior that we think it's okay to give a little drink to our grandchildren and laugh at them when they start stumbling. Now, that's some ignorant stuff that we got to stop. So this campaign that I'm on, and I'm just having a conversation with you, so please don't take it personal. Because if we don't talk together, how are we going to know anything what we're going to work on, right? So we got to figure out what is our job, that what we're going to do to help our people.
Mr. Halim Mustafa, our speaker for this evening, has been temporarily disconnected, but we'll be right back. In the meantime, while you await his return, I just want to play a nice little set of music. This is the sponsor and producer, and just stay with us, and he will return in just a second. While we wait for Mr. Halim Mustafa to return, we want to go ahead and hear from our sponsor with a brief announcement, a brief commercial. And now a brief word from our sponsor, Reality Books, publisher of Booker T. Washington and the Black Revolution. A short extract from the book, Booker T. Washington and the Black Revolution. God will not change the condition of a people until they change what is in themselves. In other words, until they change their way of thinking. Booker T. Washington and the Black Revolution is designed to help African Americans and other ethnicities change their way of thinking. This is a book that will change America. And it is on sale for only $20 plus $5 postage and handling. You can order your book now by sending a text message to area code 706-399-5006. Please put your name and the number of books that you would like to order, and you will be contacted to arrange payment information so that the book can be mailed to you immediately. So please go ahead and don't hesitate. Order your copy today. Booker T. Washington and the Black Revolution, published by Reality Books. The author of this book is the great-grandson, the senior great-grandson of Booker T. Washington, the founder of the famous Tuskegee Institute in Alabama, now known as Tuskegee University.
All right.
The great-grandson of Booker T. Washington is inviting you to order his book. Send a text to area code 706-399-5006. The book is only $20 plus $5 postage and handling. Order your copy today. Thank you.
Wonderful. Well, I'm back on the scene here. So that nice commercial break there, good timing. Everything kind of works toward God's plan, so we're just going to continue on here. I want to talk to you this event that we're doing to generate some dollars, raise monies for the efforts that we're doing to help young people establish a certain education support systems and help with family homelessness in America, and also help with the ideas of creating career pathways for young people. So there's a telethon that we're planning that's designed around a federal holiday that was given to Dr. George Washington Carver in 1945 by Congress. And so myself, you know, certainly I made a lot of efforts and made a lot of impact in matters. I won't go through a lot of those details as my own accolades, but I want to let you know that right now we're having some good efforts, and we got some good, some professional people who are coming with me to assist in what we're doing as a pre-telethon benefit fundraiser. And so I have plans tentatively moving forward to do this from California at the Berkeley Greek Theater. And we have some talented people that are talking to me. One is a guy that, by the name of Dewan Muhammad, who is a saxophone player, extraordinary music producer that done some records, some albums with Quincy Jones. And there's other folks we have that are talented, high-level entertainers. Rodney Bird is one that we have. We have gentlemen, others that are really talented. So the event will be happening the date in September, a Friday and Saturday in September. The final date hasn't been secured yet, but we're definitely moving forward. And we also are asking the cities of San Francisco, Berkeley, and Oakland to join a collaboration effort so that we can show a tribute to Dr. George Washington Carver's importance to America, to bring the telethon supporters in through a pre-promo event that would help us to generate X dollars to deal with initial expenses for facilities, for talents, et cetera. And I'm very excited about it. And you have to understand that everything happens for a reason in my world, and I know perhaps your world too, if you are spiritually conscious. And so I hadn't intended to really do it like this, but you know, as the live universe shows us that, you know, even though you may not have the plan, but the universe has the plan, and it just kind of includes you in it, like it or not. So under those circumstances, I have been working with the indirectly with that vision, and it has transformed in my life and put me in a position with a lot of friends around this country that I wouldn't ever have known And now, you know, that guy has set it up, I'm just going along for the ride, if you understand. So this telethon, pre-telethon event, will be at Berkeley. And I was told by my friend Rodney Burke that he actually, we're going to do a tribute to Maurice White, and he knows himself, the brother who does the singing with the Earth and the Fire, that got this voice that's like ranging high and ranging low, and so Philip Bailey, and so we're gonna make contact with him and some others and just get the top notch artists, performers in. Now, Dewan Muhammad, he's like really, really, really very famous with people that he has that include Billy Cobham, drummer player, and a lot of other folks that in jazz and other beats that you say, wow. So anyway, the event will be a success. Now, that's my anticipation. And definitely the ongoing effort will be to host in January 5, 2019, and that'll be on a Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. It'll be the 74th annual Dr. Carver Day, which is a national federal recognition day, and we're going to hold an event that will be science fairs all across the country with African American and other minorities participating to help them get used to the scientific method, so that they will be a part of America's future, because without science, technology, engineering, and math, these young people will not be able to work a job at Starbucks or any menial job, because robots will be doing those jobs. Even McDonald's will not be hiring them, because McDonald's now have a machine that you place the order in. So does Jack in the Box. So everybody is micro-sizing down, and what that's going to do, that's going to increase the pressure on the communities of people who are, which, you know, considered poor or underclass or no class. And, you know, I'm from that culture myself, so I understand the hardships. So to avoid those hardships, we are going to step up our plan of action, and so we can engage proactively things that can help us in the community. So, again, let me give you numbers. So if you'd like to participate, you should I'll give you numbers so you can give a call. Okay, for example, you want to call the area code 650-921-5131, 650-921-5131, and you want to call another number. If that's busy, this other number would be the same area code, 650-630-0063. Repeat, 650-630-0063. And there's another actually email address. You want to put that email address in really easy, and it's Dr. like David Robert or Doctor, and then there's Sam, S-A-M, then there's Well, W-E-L-L, so it's Dr. Samwell at gmail.com. And so that will be the contacts to enlist your request for more information. And for you, in terms of having people that you know that might perform, even amateurs, we're going to have certain neighborhood activities for local talent that's not actually superstardom yet, but definitely are talented. And so we're going to make it a big party of celebration of life. So Prelude will be in Berkeley at the Berkeley campus. And the ongoing telethon for the nation will happen on January 5, 6, and 7, which is a Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And that will be one that we plan to, over a 20-year period, raise $1 billion United States dollars. And that money will go in a foundation fund so that we can begin to support our own thoughts and visions, and not necessarily have to depend on others to do it for ourselves. We have the potential. We just got to have the will. So for those with the will, would you bring your will to the table and help us move this will, so this will can be a will of fortune, a will of success and a will of faith to help our people escape the gentrification plans for elimination here in this beautiful country, America, that we have not yet enjoyed the total freedom of what it means to be an American, and then when what it means to not have skin color as a determining factor as to what is your value. We want to eliminate that for everybody because it doesn't feel good. I don't care who you are, when you have to suffer from embarrassments that people do when they have a lot of money and they be laughing at you and you don't know they're laughing at you. And why you know they're laughing at you? Because when it comes time to look at you in your eyes and say something to you, they look around you. They don't see you. So we know that this is definitely something that we must address as a people, first with ourselves and then with everybody else. Because until we learn to love each other, until we learn to care for each other, until we learn to help each other earn, then we always going to be in the third class, fourth class car on the traveling train to freedom. The freedom train that we're on is in the fourth car, which is like, you know, no service car, you know, maybe no bathroom, you know, maybe no food coming through, whatever, that's no service. But until we start coming together and working as a unit, we're going to suffer more and more and more. So just keep this in mind. And so as I wind down, I want to thank you because tomorrow we'll have another show. And like I said, I'm going to be tomorrow giving you some ideas as to our speakers because I'm confirming people who will be speaking. I'll be actually interviewing them by phone. And I'll also be having some in person that I'll be going to interview that we'll put on social media as well at some point. And so just keep in mind that who I am. I am Haleem, the Dream Builder, Doctor of Self-Esteem, Master Inspirational Success Teacher, world's greatest inspirational success teacher since Napoleon Hill, author of America's best-selling book, Think and Grow Rich. Now, I want to say our sponsors for all of these live life success radio, we have Reality Publications, Reality Books, Reality Books, who publishes the American classic Booker T. Washington and the Black Revolution. Now, that book, I will certainly say, is critical to help you and those in your family understand some of the historical dynamics that were happening in a time that's long gone by. And just like we said, that we have to know how to remember the past and remember the lessons so we don't get caught up in what we call the, let's see how we say this one, the skullduggery. So skullduggery, we have a lot of skullduggery happening in our neighborhoods. We're doing it ourselves to each other. We're treating each other in a criminal mindset. And then there's skullduggery going on when we trust white people to look after our interests, and they say, yes, we will, and then 6 months later, we don't have our house no more. So there's a lot of skullduggery that's going on in our neighborhoods. And until we learn to do for ourselves, it's going to only get worse. So please take it from me. It's time to change. And I'm going to say this to you in the last song. I'd like to say this song as it's the first song I ever wrote, and it's called I Tried to Be a Star, but I didn't get very far. I pretended to be a saint, but my friends told me, man, you ain't. After years of struggle and taking double, I finally came to realize I needed something more. I turned to God, I prayed, and he opened up the door. The first thing he did, me strong, and let me know that I belong on earth, so I can give a little more. That's why he opened up the door. It's peace on us if we believe that all together we can achieve. He made the earth. He made the sun. He made us all to grow as one. We get to save our children. That's the job It's not about having fun. So I'm signing off today, and I want to thank you, and I look forward to speaking with you soon by phone or by email. And last time, I'm going to give a number before I depart, and the phone numbers to reach me, area code 650-921-5131. I'll repeat the number, 650-921-5131, and the other number is 650 area code 630-0063. Repeat, 650-630-0063, and the email address is drsamwell@gmail.com. That's drsamwell@gmail.com. With no period. And also too, we have an Instagram. I was just informed it's Haleem the Dream Builder on Instagram. So I guess you know how technology works. You can contact me on Instagram, Haleem the Dream Builder on Instagram, and we'll see how that works as well. And God bless you all. And let me say the last one in prayer. I'll say this prayer in closing. Ayudu bilahimina shata nirrajim. Bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Hirwabila alameen. Ar-Rahmani r-Rahim. Maliki yawmid. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina sirata mustaqim. Sirata lazina. Ananta alayhim. Ghayru mahdubi alayhim. Waladolim. Ameen. And those words in English is, we seek refuge with God from the curse of the devil, Satan, with the name of God, most gracious, most merciful, master of the day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, thy aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way that leads to you, the way that gives us guidance, so we're not following the path of the devil. We're working on behalf of the mission that you have given us, God, and let us always know that flexibility is how we reach our mission. Let us not be combating toward each other. Let us not fight each other because of skin color, and let us love each other because we're human beings. And with that way, we'll be successful, God. May God bless us all. Assalamu alaikum.